This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, it's the kind of game you were hoping wouldn't happen. There were some good reasons why it might not happen, but it ended up happening. A game five where the Warriors didn't seem to have much going on, and the Rockets came out with a lot of intensity, and they put that game away after 17 minutes last night, Goo, on their way to a 131-116 win, and now we're coming back to the Bay for game six.
And I'm shocked. And I left the lab. We'll call this the lab, Stani, the dojo. You and I said, you brought it up first, and I co-signed. The Rockets were incapable of blowing the Warriors out. And boy, 40 points in the first quarter. And to see it, basically, Roberto Duran, no mas. Kerr waved the white flag. They didn't even, you know, basically get to the third quarter. So I'm shocked. I'm stunned. But I'm going to be careful here because my prediction's out the window. It's not about me, but these are my thoughts. I do go back to the game on Monday, Steiny, where Houston had the ball down one with the chance to tie the series. So now I'm getting a little nervous about, is it starting to turn into old versus young? And the reason I go there first early is that's what Draymond, Steph, and Butler looked like yesterday, Steiny. They looked old.
Well, listen, I think if for whatever reason the Rockets would have won on Monday, I think that game would have been entirely different last night. Yeah. I mean, I just think it is, and I get it. We want guys to play with unbelievable intensity every single game, but it is so tough when you're up 3-1 and the other team is still together and the other team is still committed. It's going to be a tough game. I mean, it just is, and they got jumped on early, and it stayed at 30 for so long, and then eventually they pulled the plug. But, you know, that's going to be a big part of, if there is a playoff run, that's going to be a big part of it, Goo.
They're coming. I mean, we went over the schedule.
Yeah, they gotta, you know, if they're not playing well, they got to start thinking about the next game, and that's obviously what Kerr did. So none of the starters played big minutes, and obviously the hope is that on Friday – they come out and play with the effort that the Rockets played with last night.
Now, I'm going to say this to you, and again, I'm disappointed and I'm shocked. I still think the Warriors got this, and we'll be in the house. I'll be in the house Friday, nobody asked, but I'm excited about that, and hopefully they can handle business. But, Steiny, this is the eighth quarter, once that final buzzer went off, to where Steph Curry had 13 points. We saw what he did the previous game. I'm just throwing it to you. Even when the Warriors win, these games have been stout. They've been tough. I've been impressed. I thought the Rockets would lay down and let go of the rope. Do you think it's crazy that maybe they figured something out defensively to where the chef hasn't been the chef, per se, the last eight quarters of playoff basketball?
I mean, I think Thompson's a great defender. He's really, really a good defender. He's long, he's young, hooping. He's quick. And last night, Steph had trouble handling the ball when Thompson was pushing up on him.
Got him a couple times, Steiny.
You know, the thing I don't
talk to me.
They're not going to give up the Rockets. Like, that's the one thing that you got to acknowledge. They're not going to get down and kind of pack it in. And I know this doesn't have, you know, one thing doesn't have to do with the other, but I kind of think it does, is if you look at those games last night, so you got the Rockets who are down 3-1 and they play with unbelievable desperation and they win. And then you look at the Lakers, and it felt like they were playing a regular season game last night, down 3-1, and they end up losing. And what just hit me is a team like the Rockets, that's the effort you want from a young team that's down 3-1, and it kind of makes me believe, you know what, that team can grow together. On the other hand, you look at the Lakers and the way they finished their season – I mean, you got to start thinking, we got to make some moves in the offseason.
No doubt.
So, you know, even though...
But you got a 40-year-old and another guy that's basketball fat.
Yeah. And so we'll see. But the
Warriors,
give the Rockets credit.
This was over at half.
It was over. They had a 30-point lead.
Oh, my God. God!
17 minutes into the game.
Think about that. The team that we thought, and you dubbed, no pun intended, offensively challenged. 40-burger in the first quarter. So, I know we have standards here. I want to just throw this away and say they had one to play with, but hold on. When you, Willard, and Grandy and I got together doing a crossover yesterday, we put emphasis in your brilliance. You brought up, this is as important as the game against Memphis in the play-in so you can get rest. So when I look at it through that prism, I'm like, this was a letdown, and you don't get that rest. And you got to get right back on the court tomorrow to muster. Not saying you can't. Steiny, I just hope this was their, you know what, we're up 3-1 game. Because if not, then Houston, Golden State, we do got real issues.
I mean, it does feel like, you know, when Jimmy Butler got to this team, everything changed, and they've played really well. But it feels like some fans still think this is the, you know, the Durant era.
You're talking to me because
I
man.
I feel like there are Warrior fans out there that think, well, if we want to win, then we're gonna win. If we really try. And we really want to win a game, they're going to win the game.
But haven't we seen that since the inception of Butler, though, Steiny?
No, we haven't. I mean, we haven't. I don't think. I mean, the Warriors used to be able to, you know, with Durant, as long as they played hard and were conscientious, they were going to win. They had that much talent. This team's not like that. This team's got to be better. This team's got to play the right way. They've got to defend. They can't turn the ball over. And, you know, I think last night they wanted to take the easy way out, the Warriors. And I understand why. In other words, they wanted to stay in the game, playing at a certain level, and then taking their chances if they were hanging around.
But, are you diminishing the Rockets by making that statement out at all, or was that your intent?
This game was all about sense of urgency. Bottom line, period. And that tells me that that game last night tells me that the Rockets, again, they're not going anywhere. They play unbelievably hard, and they're going to be a tough out on Friday.
Man, because they were a tough out on Monday.
Yeah. But now we'll see what happens. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, it was not a great effort by the Warriors. Last night, there's no doubt about it, and I don't know what you pin it on, but game five, sometimes that happens.
All right, I'm gonna say something because I've been holding it. So I was so distraught with what the starters did collectively. I'm not gonna come in here and minimize what Guy Santos, Quentin Post, Gary, the reserves did, But Stani, I'm not. That didn't make me feel any damn better at all. And with that said, I have no problem with Kerr not going back to the starters. I don't think they deserve to get that opportunity. So I don't know where you're at, but I'm sitting there watching that game, and I had my eye on it like, oh, this would be an all-time collapse by the Rockets. It didn't happen, but I don't know how much time we're going to spend on the others bringing this game back, because to me, I was mollywopped in regard to disappointment on what we saw from the starters. And Stani, when you talk about rest or lack of rest, they got one day to get today, and then they're back at it tomorrow against this young, fresh bunch. And I'm just wondering, just like a boxing match, is it getting later? Are we getting into the ninth, the 10th round, and you see fighters tire? I hope that's not. Tomorrow will let me know if it's that.
I mean, look, it's no secret that before this series, look, the theme of the Warriors is they're older. They're good. Their three best players are older. And it's not just me or fans talking about the age thing. The Warriors, they are managing these three guys during the playoffs. They have to. They have to look ahead and try to see windows where they might get a little bit of rest. And last night, when you're down 30 at half or whatever it is, you got to pull the plug and put your eggs in Friday's basket. But as far as the Rockets having to put their starters back in, to me,
they're 18 years old.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like,
I'm with you.
It's a nice little effort by the second group, but
I got a problem.
I don't think it matters on Friday.
Go ahead, Stani. I'm good. I don't think it's far fetched to feel like I have when Warrior fans that we're not Durant like. But we ain't far off, Stani, and that's why I got this team doing something in the playoffs.
I mean, don't forget those teams had Klay Thompson, who was really, really good. But 888-957-9570. Warrior fans, did you see it coming? Did you see that coming? And if so, does it make your confidence wane at all, not only in terms of this series, but in terms of making that deep run that a lot of people think they can make? 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Life Source Water System.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
After review, there are offsetting technical fouls on Jackson Davis and Albert Sengun, followed by a technical foul and ejection on Cam Spencer for the illegal headbutt.
Well, Zach Zarba misspoke. He said Cam Spencer.
We're giving Zach a T, too.
Yeah, Cam Spencer plays for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yes, he does.
Now, back to Stani and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Zach Zarba gets the little T.
Wow. That,
the little T.
Everybody makes mistakes, guys. What'd you think of the headbutt gate?
Spencer is everything
but the mustache. You got to shave the Chuck Norris mustache. But other than that, you could play on my team any day.
I mean, I thought that the Warriors subs were playing really, really hard. They didn't care if they got into little fracases or skirmishes because they were willing to trade a Spencer or a TJD for a Sengun or Amen Thompson.
Let me just say one thing. I said I wasn't going to do it about the dinner reservations. The reserves, Braxton Key looked like me at knockout when I got my missed rebound, Stoney, and tried to put it back up right there and went over the backboard. He had a chance to cut it to 11, but they were right there and just couldn't get it.
They were not right
but
there.
But it felt like we're watching a meltdown of, you know, it didn't happen, but damn it, score the ball. That's all. Braxton Key, I mean, 0 for 7, you were playing hard, but you had some bunnies, bugs, who else?
I lost, I'm out.
Give me another bunny. Bunny Raitt?
Bugs Bunny?
No, it was a Bonnie Raitt.
Lola.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm surprised you're shocked, though.
Oh, you told me, the professor, the Rockets couldn't blow the Warriors out.
But
you told me Van Vliet couldn't shoot.
It was only
a
15-point game.
Are we going to ignore Van Vliet? He's all of a sudden turned into Bird.
Well, they're not guarding him.
I'm lightweight concerned.
Apologize.
For what?
Yeah.
To Fred.
For putting stats out there that he was terrible against the Warriors for the past 10 games.
Where's the addendum? Like, you gotta fix it.
Well, it's like Mike Montgomery once said. He was telling Derek Fisher to make a guy go left, and Derek Fisher played him on his right side, almost at his side, and the guy goes left and lays it in, and Mike Montgomery goes, well, yeah, I want you to push him left, but he's not a paraplegic. I mean, the guy, you know, he can play, and you got to guard him at some point. I mean, they put up no resistance last night. Warriors.
Evan pointed out, like he does, we did win the rebounding battle. Oh, my gosh, man. Stoney, I am shocked. And now I'm starting to think about just how vicious and how hard it was for the Warriors to win the games that they won at home. And I'm wondering, young, fun, and dumb, the Rockets, are they going to come in here and let it all hang out?
Of course.
And that's what
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. I mean, just thought they were going to lay down
why?
A little bit yesterday. Not quit.
This is what
kind
I mean.
Of, you know, we're down 3-1. We just blew a game.
Not,
but it didn't happen. I was wrong.
Not a team full of young players. Mm. Like, that's kind of what I mean about, you know, the Lakers, they...
Fakers.
They didn't have it in them. The Rockets are different. Like, they're young. Udoka can motivate. He's not always going to... They're not always going to make shots, but, man, they play hard, and they've pushed the Warriors to six games.
And you know what? Just real quick, Stoney, not only do they play hard, what I'm learning is, two seed, who are you to try to take? They're good as well. Thompson is balling. He picked Curry 2-3 times.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want a victory lap for this, but we talked about coming into the series, what were our concerns or X factors? I had mentioned this thumb issue for Steph. Stoney, as it gets longer in this series and even moving to the next, assuming they win Friday, it's starting to get more traction. And Kerr talked about it, you know, guys trying to play through it. But where are you at with, like, I'm looking at Curry being just regular the last two games. To myself, when he had 30, we weren't talking about a thumb. So I'm giving credit to the Rockets' defense more opposed to that thumb issue. What your thoughts? On the thumb, just and everything that's going on.
You're not going to like what I think. It doesn't matter. Mm. He's got a bad thumb. And Jimmy Butler has a sore pelvis. It's the playoffs. And if those injuries become too much, a lot of times that's what gets you beat in the postseason. I don't know how much it's bothering him. Maybe it actually affects his ball handling more than his shooting.
I don't know.
I'm not dismissing the injury or saying there is no injury.
I showed that picture. It looked like it's pregnant.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's the playoffs.
That's it.
Let's go to Edward in East Palo Alto to get us started.
EPA.
Hey, Edward, how you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, man. I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Nice.
Listen, what I want to speak to you about, the Warriors. Now, do you think, I don't see how, you know, you can depend on, you know, you got Steph, you got Draymond, and you got Butler. But I've never seen a team yet that went to a championship or any got deep into the playoff without a bench. You got to have a bench, you know. And I mean, maybe they have, but I don't think Jordan or anybody else, the old Lakers. I mean, you remember back when the Lakers had Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, where they had people coming off their bench like Michael Cooper that could have went anywhere else and been a starter, you know. And but I don't see how you can get deep if you don't have a good bench. Do you know of a team that won a championship that didn't have a bench?
I mean, it's a good question. More than a bench, I think you need competent role players.
But yesterday was about the starters, though, my man.
I know.
Yesterday was about the starters,
right.
And that's why I'm a bit more alarmed. That was about the starters not setting the tone and looking like cones. They gave up a 40-burger in the first. That's not consistent with anything we've seen. But the old adage I thought about watching the game, Steiny, fatigue makes coward of all men.
I don't,
you can lose, and then you can lose. That was just, my gosh.
But it's one game.
Right,
it's one
okay,
game.
I got you.
It's one game.
That's how I went to sleep until tomorrow.
And this is one where, you know, I'll be honest with you, because, you know, we're the Warriors. We all know about the Warriors. I mean, we know more about the Warriors than every other team. And so because we know them so well, we tend to give them the benefit of the doubt. But if you looked at this game as a basketball fan and not a Warriors fan,
right,
I think you look at it and say, yeah, that makes sense. Well, what makes sense? What makes sense is that the Rockets were playing at a level that the Warriors couldn't get at last night, whether it was physical or mental. I think they wanted to come into that game. They were hoping to make some shots early,
yeah,
get Houston a little bit off balance, get into the second half in a competitive game, and then let their experience take over. But the Rockets were playing so much harder than the Warriors that they never made any kind of run in the first half, and they go into halftime down, I don't know what it was, 29?
And they couldn't even get in the paint offensively, the Warriors. It felt that way, Steiny. Like they couldn't even try to impose their will on the Rockets. Everything was just a damn three or a jumper.
Yeah.
All right, we got tomorrow.
Let's go to Tony in Oakland. What's up, Tony? How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Hey. Doing well, man.
All right, man. So I just wanted to chime in, and I agree with you guys. I think the Rockets just came out and just hit us with a bunch of haymakers, and Coach Kerr just, you know, he saw the writing on the wall and just pulled everything. So I just wanted to say that, like, I wanted to follow in with what the other gentleman was saying, is that I think when we got Jimmy Butler, we thought that having Jimmy Butler was going to solve all our problems. But really, all Jimmy Butler really did was make us a threat. I don't think we're title contenders just yet. I think that we do have to make a couple moves. I believe that we're about two veterans away that come off the bench, like the gentleman was saying before me. I think we need to beef up the bench with a couple vets just to make us title contenders. Because as you see right now, man, these young guys, they're ready to close the chapter on this older generation. This younger generation is hungry. I mean, LeBron James looked like, you guys were saying that it was a regular season game. He was laughing it up with people on the sidelines, you know, like they weren't going to get eliminated. I just think that now this younger generation, they just want it more than this older generation. So they're coming to make a stamp in the league.
Tony, I actually agree with you on that. And that's why, you know, I don't vehemently disagree, but I don't necessarily co-sign or did co-sign a week ago or a month ago or 3 weeks ago that, boy, I'll tell you what, nobody wants to see the Warriors. Well, I don't necessarily think that's true.
Oh, man.
Why not? Like, I agree. These young players, the way Anthony Edwards is going at Luka, went at Luka and LeBron James.
Scary.
I mean, Anthony Edwards wants the Warriors. Like, he wants that. And
I don't think
Anthony Edwards is scared of the Warriors. So, now, that doesn't mean the Warriors ain't, you know, that doesn't mean the Timberwolves are going to win the series.
Right.
But I just think it's a little bit overblown, you know, that this team, if they decide to really try hard and play well that they're automatically going to win a game. That's not who they are anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a feel I have, and I don't think I'm by myself, Donnie. Even who cares? The national pundits, you know, just brought up and posed a question. You know, how scary are the Warriors? And I think they are a scary team. And
you still think they're scary?
Yeah, and that's okay. Why I'm just holding them accountable for yesterday, because now, you know, again, we left the studio. I did thinking about it was rest. You're an older team. But you bring up Minnesota, my mind wanders. And if you can put that on tape against the Rockets when they're down 1-3, what's Ant-Man looking at? You know what I mean? So I just don't know where that came from. And if it's the Warriors just being fat cats and mentally, subconsciously, you know, hey, we got one to play with. I'll be in the house tomorrow. We'll be in the house, and they'll handle business. But I'm disappointed. And I just want to throw this to you. The Warriors bench. Outside of the Kuminga disappointment, who had an illness, I didn't know. I was like, man, he can't get in this game. But, Stoney, I like Post. I like Moody. I like Gary Payton III. Would you ever look at – have you looked at their bench lately and said, that's going to keep them from getting maybe to the promised land?
Well, who's consistent? What role player is their most consistent role player?
Well, it rotates.
Well, exactly. Mm. Exactly. So if it rotates and then your big boys don't play well, you're going to get – you're going to get blown out. Mm. And again, like, to me, the biggest part of last night, or one of the big parts of last night, is that now you get a sense of what's going to happen if and when the Warriors advance. So now they play Friday, the Warriors. If they wrap up the series Friday, then they got to go to Minnesota for a game on Monday.
Yes.
So they'd have 2 days off. But then it goes Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
That's, man.
So they're going to, and if they were to lose tomorrow night, win on Sunday.
Tuesday.
That means they got to start the second round with 1 day off and then play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday.
And look at Julius Randle, just a load he is.
I thought he was a joke.
I used to like him. Then I left him. But boy, I'm back. He's a load.
Let's go to Jet. Don't worry about him yet. You don't need to worry about him yet. You haven't put yourself in a position to worry about Julius Randle yet.
I'm trying to. Oh, go ahead.
John and Hayward. What's up, John?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. So sure. The acronym start, you know, Golden State Warriors. You know, gunshot wounds, you know, this.
Oh.
I just can't, you know, I'm mind boggled, you know, like, I don't understand why Steph is doing those. Even in game four with 30 seconds left, he gives that behind the back pass to Jimmy Butler. I thought he would have learned from his 2016 behind the back, you know, finals. It's just the passing that they got to control, you know, they can't let Houston get off to, you know, the open court. I just don't understand. I know that's a business. They're trying to make money. I think, you know, for some reason, I'm just thinking that. They wanted an extra game,
who's,
you know,
they?
At home.
Who's they?
You know, Joe Lacob, you know, the owners, you know, I'm worried that they're playing with fire.
Gotcha.
That, you know, they should have had, you know, come out. This was just a terrible, pathetic performance. And Steph's got to realize that he doesn't have much time. You know, he's got maybe another 2 or 3 good years. I'm just, you know, embarrassed as a Warrior fan with that output. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I get it, Donnie. Wow. I don't think Lacob is happy. I mean, he ain't going to turn no funds down, but this was about rest. This was about, look at our uniform, the dark blue, we're on the road, we're up 3-1, let's handle business and laugh the last part of the third, fourth quarter. That's how I envisioned yesterday. Went a different way.
Wait, say it again?
I thought that, you know, late third quarter, the Warriors take the starters out because they're maybe up 18-20, it's over, and Houston's,
I mean,
you know what I mean? I just thought that. I'm being honest.
Why don't we look in the mirror, okay, as Warrior fans, and say to ourselves one of these two things. Let's be honest. This series is absolutely, positively between two evenly matched teams. And in fact, the reality might be the Rockets may be outplaying the Warriors. Now, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they're up 3-2.
Yeah.
But you've watched the games. You've seen how competitive the games are. The Rockets are right there with the Warriors. They're right there with the Warriors. So you got to give them credit.
No, and I have. I've been impressed. And yesterday was the biggest one for me. And I thought it was the game before that where they had, again, the ball with a chance to take the lead. But, again, Stoney, I'm keeping it real, man. It's not about me being perfect on my predictions or whatnot. Tomorrow is going to be maybe the hardest one if they get it done.
Yeah, and last night was going to be the hardest one, as we saw. I do want to, like, what happened to the Warriors last night is not unusual in a playoff series where a team's leading 3-1. It's just not. It's such a tough game. I got my buddy from back east.
Yeah.
He texts me before the game. What do you think about the game tonight? And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I have no idea. Don't ask me.
That was your answer.
Yes. I'm like, I have no idea. And he goes, I'm loading up on the Rockets tonight. And I said, okay, fine. Noted. You're loading up on the Rockets. And his thinking was very simple. That Warriors had a game to play with. Houston was going to play desperate. Warriors couldn't match their intensity level. Wasn't even a ball game. We go back to Chase Friday.
All right. I love the last part of that. Warriors did not match their intensity level. Stoney, I felt like, and I'm looking at the big three, Butler, Dre, and Steph, just their body language, their mannerisms, they were not spry at all. So if you're telling, I get the mental part of not being there, but physically.
They're older. Like what?
Last night's show, like that's okay. What's concerning. I watched it again. I didn't have to watch four quarters. I watched two. Like, my goodness, they were just, guys were just beating them to the core. Whatever Houston wanted, they got. It was over at half.
It was over before that. Really? But you're right. You know, here's another game I kind of remember. Was it 2 years ago where the Lakers eliminated the Warriors?
Okay.
So remember what happened in that series? Lakers took game one at Chase Center.
Yeah, Jordan Poole missed.
Warriors tied it up 1-1 at Chase. Lakers won games 2 and 3.
Lonnie Walker.
They go back to Golden State for a game 5. And it's the exact, the Lakers were in the same position back then that the Warriors are in right now. And you know what? The Lakers got blown out in game 5. And everybody said, well, boy, don't lose game 5 because the Warriors can get back. And then they blew the Warriors out in game 6. It happens more than you think.
And I'll tell you what, I was watching Mullen and Bonte and the rest of the gang, and they're not the only ones, but they keep bringing up Memphis when the Warriors had that blowout in Memphis a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But, Stoney, though, that was then. You know,
right,
Jimmy Butler has a back
contusion,
a pelvic
older
contusion.
Now.
Stoney, I mean, Curry, you know, knuckle is growing another one. Like, that's what's concerning me. If some of what we saw just in this series, we're getting into the later rounds of the fight and you're starting to lose a little bit. That's why I'm getting concerned.
Did you think they were going to get stronger as the playoffs moved along with a core of Butler, Draymond, and Steph, knowing that they were going to have to carry a big load? I mean, anybody, you know, every Warrior fan knows that the age thing is an issue, and if they are going to do something special, they will have to overcome the age issue in the playoffs. These games are really hard, and now they start coming more and more and more. And sometimes
maybe,
you got to cut your losses.
Yeah, and that was my introduction, and probably some other Warrior fans, Stoney, actually seeing that play out on the court, if you are right. So if that's what it's about, they bounce back. But, you know, again, they didn't have to play 48 minutes. Hopefully, you know, they'll use that energy, come out, reckless abandon. And the game tomorrow is not 7, right? It's 6
p.m. Oh, 6 o'clock. That's right. That's
6
right.
6 p.m.
It's a 6 o'clock start tomorrow.
Let's go.
We've been asked to make sure the fans know that. Normally the Warriors, of course, play at 7 on a Friday night. But tomorrow's game, because
6 p.m.
the Timberwolves wrapped up that series, tomorrow's game is at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock at Chase Center. Let's go to Jimmy in Bayview.
Minnesota!
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for putting me on. Yeah, this stuff happens. That's a young team. They play better at home generally, and they just shot the lights out. I will say the alarming thing is the Warriors' lack of ability to get in the lane.
Man.
And the lack of ability to keep the other team out of the lane. You know, it's an issue they've had before the playoffs. You know, if you'd have told me Jimmy Butler would have been out a game and hurt another game and for us to be up 3-1, I mean, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, this is a second-seeded team. I mean, they're tough. And it's the playoffs.
Right.
People adjust. Mm. And, you know, we go out. I mean, Minnesota, they have the highest percentage of shots in the lane. Yeah. And that's why they're doing so well. So, you know, the Warriors got to be able to control the lane so they can get their outside shots. But, hey, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, what I think is that
– good stuff.
The starters didn't play a lot last night, and Steve Kerr knew that game was over, and he started playing for Friday night at halftime last night, and the hope is that they'll be a little more rejuvenated Friday, and they will come out and play like the Rockets played last night. That's what you're banking on.
Yeah.
And that's what, if you're a really, if you're a veteran team that believes in itself and is good enough to do it, they'll come out tomorrow, they'll play well, they'll be buttoned up, they won't turn it over, they'll make shots, they'll defend, and then they're off to Minnesota.
All right.
But there's no guarantee. Like, again,
they are a
problem. The days that the Warriors throw their uniforms out on the floor and can win a game, they are over. They are long over. Even when the Jimmy Butler, even by getting, when they got Jimmy Butler, yeah, and they started winning, I mean.
So you're pulling at my cords now.
What, you got to think they're a championship team because they won, 17 out of 20 late in the season against teams that weren't that great? I mean, we all tend to get ahead of ourselves in this type of thing.
Yeah, and I'll say it again, through five games, that was the one that, you know, it didn't sit well with me, and I'm just, you know, I'm flustered. But at the end of the day, Stoney, if that's just, that's what it's going to look like, and it's going to be an anomaly, and they're going to come out with their heads cut off tomorrow and win the game, okay. But to that caller's point, I know today's not the day. You got to finish this series, but Minnesota presents you a bunch of other problems that – they might be able to manipulate and take advantage of more than the Rockets.
And there it is. And that's what we've all missed the boat. You're talking about Minnesota still. And goes to show you that
I think
there were people out there that thought this was going to be a walk in the park. And it was never going to be a walk in the park against that particular team because they play ugly and they play hard, and they play really hard, and they're young. And any team that does that and is well coached or at least motivated, the Warriors are going to have to beat them. They're not going to be given games. Employee pricing for all is on right now at Ceremony Ford in Colma. You pay what we pay. No markups, no nonsense. Stop by Ceremony Boulevard or shop 24/7 at CeremonyFord.com. Ceremony Ford, from America, for America. I see full lines. We'll get to you all on the other side. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
It's a wrap!
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.